Chapter 1. Rewards. Honor. Though it's almost an extinct virtue in the 21st century, the concept still holds the power to move us. In movies, a display of honor can inspire tears as courage and sacrifice are witnessed. Review the greatest blockbusters of all time, and you'll find honor interwoven into their plots. We applaud its virtue vicariously. But where is honor in our everyday lives? The notion that it could be lived in the ordinary has become foreign to our generation. I want to see honor restored to the sons and daughters of God. It is the essential key to receiving from God, and for this very reason, the enemy of our souls has all but eliminated the true power of honor. Honor carries with it great rewards, rewards God desires you to have. Honor has the power to greatly enhance your life. You are about to embark on a journey that will take you closer to the heart of God, the author of all that is honorable. I pray these revelatory truths will affect your life in a profound and practical way. Many have not learned these lessons until much later in life. For this reason, John the Apostle urgently writes, "Look to yourselves, that we do not lose those things we've worked for, but that we may receive a full reward." 2 John Verse 8. John was an old man looking back over nearly a century of living when he penned these words. He lent his hard-won insight for our benefit today. John had the acquired vantage realized by men and women who have lived long and well. It is a destination arrived at by faithfully walking in a life calling, a post of assurance and strength, something I call a grandfather or grandmother anointing. And when these people speak, the wise listen. Over my many years, I've enjoyed a handful of encounters with such men and women. These are ambassadors who have worn life well and entered the stage where they look back with knowing. Such seasoned veterans develop some common attributes, three of which we will discuss here. First, they instinctively locate the heart of the matter. They don't beat around the bush or waste time with the unimportant. Second, they say much in few words. Third, the words they choose to utter are weighty. Their somewhat sparse communication carries a greater weight than the same words spoken by another who has not walked as well or as long the paths of life. After spending time with them, I found myself meditating for months on just one or two sentences from these seasoned veterans. In the light of this reasoning, we can assume that John the Apostle was saying a great deal. In fact, I've meditated on these inspired words for years, and the revelation within them continues to expand. In fact, two entire books have been inspired from his words, the one you're holding and driven by eternity. Let's examine his admonishment a phrase at a time. Don't lose your inheritance. He begins, "Look to yourselves." John encourages each of us to take heed, examine, and watch out for ourselves. An urgency is lent to his words, for what he's about to communicate is not to be taken lightly, but thoroughly pondered. Careful attention must be paid so that we do not lose those things for which we have labored. This is a bit sobering. We can lose what we've won through labor. Imagine a farmer toiling to clear his field. He works through the heat of the day to rid the soil of boulders and stumps that would hinder the soil from producing a harvest. Once cleared, he plows and tills the ground in preparation for the planting of his seed. Once the field is planted, he labors to